Today's daf is daf lamed vav. So we got pretty far down to the two dots, like 10 lines down. There was a whole discussion, so we figured we would go through it, and we don't want to go through that again. So we're going to jump to the two dots. So, dine mamunus ha-tameos v'ataros. Okay, good. Beautiful. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Ana. So the Mishnah that the Gemara is quoting here is that when you talk about how do you paskin, and discussing the whole psak, so you always start from the greatest of the dayanim. That's what the Mishnah had said, because you give kavod to the greatest dayan. So Rav said that Ana, I have a b'binyana de Rebbe. I was ocha to be in the bezdin of Rebbe, and whenever he gave went to the bezdin, mine didi have a maschila bereishit. He'd always start from me. I'd always be the first one to speak. Now certainly Rav was saying I wasn't the greatest one there. Rebbe was the greatest person there. So the Gemara asks, how could that be? How could a Rav start and not Rebbe? The ha'anan maschilan min hagadol tanan. Does the Mishnah say you always begin from the greatest one there? So why didn't Rebbe begin every single psak din? So Amar Rabba Brei Derava V'isei Ma, others say Rebbe Hillel Brei Derebbe Vals Shaini Minyana Debei Rebbe. The count, the discussions of the base medrash or base din of Rebbe was very different. Dechula Minyanayu Minatzad Havim Maschila. That was always the case. What do you mean that was always the case? So Rashi explains halfway down the Rashi's. We know Rebbe was a tremendous anav. There are many riots throughout Shas that talks about Rebbe's anivus, because Rebbe was an anav. He wasn't willing to admit that he was the greatest one among, even though he was the nasi. He always started from someone else to show that he wasn't the greatest. So then the Gemara says, Amar, there's a discussion. This is all true when it comes to dinei nefashos, not necessarily dinei mamonos. But then Muk Yosef points out that even by dinei mamonos, it's one ideally should start from the greatest one as well. You should, but if one is mochel, then Muk Yosef paskins, it's still better to start from someone who's less. Meaning the halach is you should start from the greatest person, but that's what it can be done and should be done. But then Muk Yosef said, if one wants to be mochel, you can start from the tzad as well. And we see this from Rebbe here, that he always started from the tzad. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabba Brei Derava, V'isei Ma, others say, Rebbe Hillel Brei Derav Vals, Miyamos Moshe Vad Rebbe, from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu until Rebbe Yehuda Nasi, Lamatzinu Torah Gdula B'malkum Echab. We don't find Torah and greatness in one place. Torah means the Limna Torah, and Gdula refers to as Nasius, the power of authority, of being a Melech or being a Nasi. We never found so much in one location from Moshe's time to Rebbe's time. So the Gemara says, V'lo, is that really not true? V'ha'ava Yeshua. Wasn't Yeshua, he was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, and he was the Melech. Havi Elazar. Elazar was there as well, so it wasn't all one, it wasn't focused to concentrate on Yeshua alone. Everything was spread out. Elazar was a Talmud Chacham, Elazar had certain authority, so he wasn't so concentrated on Yeshua alone. Vahavi Pinchas also. Havi Zakenim. So Pinchas was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, but it still was spread out. The Torah was evenly, not evenly, but it was spread out to the Zakenim as well, so it wasn't the same as Moshe and Rebbe. V'havi Shaul, havi Shmuel, there's also Shmuel, lived in the same time as Shaul. V'ha nach nafshe, so didn't Shmuel die? So Gemara says, no, kule shane kamina, referring to the entire life of Shaul, the entire life of Moshe and Rebbe, they were always the greatest Torah and greatest Gedula. So in times of Shaul, so when Shmuel was alive, so Shaul was not the greatest. Even though Shmuel died, Shaul was the greatest. It wasn't during the entire lifetime of Shaul, so he's not considered one of the people here as a Malkom Torah Gedula b'Malkom Echad. But Havi David, what about David HaMelech? He was a Melech, and he was also a great Talmud Chacham. Havi Iri, who was also Talmud Chacham at the same time as David. V'hanach nafshe, but didn't Iri die? So Kula Shani Kamrin, referring to the entire life of David, that wasn't always, since Iri lived at certain parts of David's life, so he's not considered as part of this list. V'havi Shlom HaMelech, who was both a king, he had Gedula and a Talmud Chacham. Havi Shimi Ben Gera. But didn't he? Wasn't he killed? Kula Shani Kamrin, and again, we're referring to the entire life of Shlomo, and he wasn't always the greatest during his lifetime. Havi Chizkiah, Havi Shivna, V'ha Yikdel, wasn't Shivna killed? Kula Shani Kamrin, referring to again the whole life of Chizkiah, he wasn't always the greatest. There's a Tosos here, just for a second before we go to the next line here. Tosos Dir Maschil V'ha Havi Chizkiah. Isvarim de lo garsile. Others don't have the gear, so they remove Chizkiah from this conversation. Why? Because the Chizkiah lo haya Moshe al kol Yisrael. Forget his Limud HaTorah abilities, but he wasn't the greatest Nasi, because what happened? Shekvar galu asar ha-shvatim. 10 of the Shvatim already left, so he didn't have Nasius over the asar Shvatim. Now the Shaila, of course, would be then, what about Rebbe? They didn't come back necessarily during Rebbe's time, so Rebbe also couldn't have been. So I didn't see that addressed, but Either way, some remove the Girsa of Chizkiah here. So then the Gemara says, what about Vahavi Ezra? Was it both the leader and a Limud Talmud Chacham? Havi Nechamia ben Chachalia. Amar Rav Ad, Amar Ava Af, Ani Omer Miyamos. I also hold this way that Miyamos Rebbe Ad Rebbe Ravashi Lomatzina Torah Gedula Mimakom Echad. So from not only from Moshe to Rebbe, from Rebbe into Ravashi, the same thing. Ravashi was the next one who had so much concentration of both Torah and Gedula in one place. V'ha, the low, is it really not true? No one else in between Rebbe and Ravashi? V'ha, v'huna bar Nasan? He was also apparently a leader and a tremendous Talmud Chacham. So the Gemara says, no, huna bar Nasan michev havikayif lei l'Ravashi. He was ready. So we were trying to say he lived at the same time as the Ravashi. So it wasn't so concentrated. He says even though he lived at the same time, he was very much kafuf to Ravashi, in which case Ravashi was the Torah and Gedula b'makom echa. Okay. Yeah, but he was saying it wasn't everyone.
It was not.
It wasn't on the radar anymore. Could be. So Gemara now quotes the two dots. Dini nefashis matzchin minatzad. When it comes to dini nefashis, you always go from the lowest of the dayanim and you go up to the highest. Minahani, meaning how do you know this is a din? So Amar Rabbi Acha bar Papa Amar Kra. The pasuk says lo sana al riv, lo sana al rav. We read it as riv, but it's actually written without a yud there. So it's lo sana al rav. It can be read as you can't argue on the rav. So once let's just look at Rashi for a second. Lo sana al rav around 10 narrow lines up. Ksiv below yud, mashma lo tachlok al mufla shabezin. Don't argue on the greatest dayan that's there. Hilchach lo maschilin minei. Don't start from the mufla, the highest that dayan, because dilma chazi lechova. He might see a chov, and velo pagina ale. No one's going to want to argue on him, and then it's going to be a div. And then it's going to guy's going to be guilty because one person said something. Umaschilin minatzad. Therefore, we start from the lowest of the dayanim. Echad divrei echad minem afayin. So there's a discussion in the Rishonim whether this inin of lo sachlok, lo sane al riv, is that an issa deraisa? So many Rishonim hold it's aser. Once the dayan mufla says one thing, anyone lower than him is not allowed to argue. You can't. There's an issa deraisa. Others say, no, of course you're allowed to argue. This is a discussion you're having. You could argue, and as long as there's a midos and derech eretz, of course you could argue and have a conversation. There's just, there's a concern that since a person is less than the mufla, he would feel uncomfortable arguing. It's an eitzah that Torah is requiring us to keep, that you start from the lower one. But ein hachanami, if you do see some argument that goes against the mufla, then one should definitely say something and argue. You will not violate an iser deraisa. So that's a machlokas in the Rishonim.
There's only gavin in the fascists.
There's got to be, exactly. Look at Tosas regarding Dini Mamanis. Very good. So Dini Nefasho says Tosas Maschilim Minatzad Mishim Lo Sane Al Rav Ava B'Dini Mamanis Lo Chashina. We're not concerned with this. Umikom Makom Derech She'ela Yichol La'anos. You are allowed to. You could challenge it in a question. You could always, you know, people have been in Shirim. The different types of questions are ways people ask questions. Some say, you should say it this way to the Rebbe. The proper way to say it is it possible? Could you suggest this? Is it possible? It's a question from this Gemara, from that Rishon. You're supposed to, in a derech sheila, in a very question form, to show respect. But that's why in Dine Mamanus, you're allowed to do this. You could start even from the mufla. Now, Efsher, Tosas writes further, V'efsher lo sana arav b'dine nefashus ksiv v'lo b'dine mamanus. Also, it's possible that the context is referring to Dine Nefashos here and not Dine Mamanus. The Afagav, even though this very same pasuk, it goes on to say the lintos. Lintos is the lashon; it's the source of we follow rov. That's ka'inami adinim amnos. That's a cloud that applies across the board, even dinim amnos. So still, nonetheless, when it comes to the din of losana arav, that only applies to dinim nefashos. That's what Tosas is pointing out. Gemara now quotes another opinion here as to how we know we maschilim minatzad from the lowest of the dayanim when it comes to dina nefashos. So Gemara quotes Rabba bar Barchana Amar Rebbe Yochanan Mehacha. The pasuk tells us in Shmuel Aleph, "Vayomer David la'anashav." David says to his men, "Chigur ish escharbo, gird your loins or take your swords." Vayachkaru ish escharbo, and each person took a sword. Vayachkar gam David escharbo, and then David also took the sword. So we see David went last here. So Rashi says five narrow lines up. Vayachkar gam David escharbo ba'achronanim. He was counted last. Alav ladunu mishemor mamalchus. The context is amor mamalchus. Who is this against?
Neville.
So against him, so he was the last one to take the sword, giving his psak din, he had to go last. So interesting Tosos here. So Tosos writes, Rabba bar Barchana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mehachav Yachiru Ish. So this is a context of more of a Malchus, Rashi told us. And they ought to judge the case, and David was the last one to give his psak. So Hachamashman, it's implied from this Gemara here, She Mori B'Malchus, a case of Mori B'Malchus, by Limidenu, you need to judge the case. Mori B'Malchus, even though you're Mori B'Malchus, you still have to go through the process of a Din Torah. The David Hayachoshev Atzma Melech, David himself was a king, and v'chein peperek b'me b'hema, the Gemara in Shabbos, gavei Uriah shayel al David laduna b'Sanhedrin, the case of Uriah, David had to judge him in Sanhedrin, even though he was a v'lo dina, afa gav shayab mor b'malchus k'damin hasam. V'kasha, the ha'amar b'megillah, the mor b'malchus lo bar l'medayna, the Gemara in Megillah says when it comes to mor b'malchus, you don't take him to Din Torah, the king could just kill him right away. But the Gemara here implies that you need to take him through a Din Torah. So does Moed B'Malchus need to go through the process of a Bezdin or not the process of a Bezdin? So answers Tosas V'yesh Lomar, Lo Bai L'Midayna Kishar Chai V'Misas. You do need to, but it's not the same process as other Shar Misas Bezdin. Ella, L'Kabul Edis, you only have to go to a Bezdin in regards to accepting the testimony. V'Leida Imhu Moed B'Malchus, to assess and ascertain whether or not he's really Moed B'Malchus. But once it's established as Mor B'Malchus, then the rest of the process can be taken into the hands of the king and following through. And he goes on to bring a raya from this as well, that you can even be Gomer, the din of Mor B'Malchus, Balaila. Fine. Gemara now says, last six lines of the Amud here, Amar Rav, Shone Adam l'tamido v'danimo b'din nefashos. So Rashi explains here the last three narrow lines here, Shone Adam l'tamido, you can teach him halacha. There happens to be a din Torah, let's say, at hand. And the Talmud doesn't know anything about this din, whatever the din's about. Let's say, I don't know, whatever the case is, I can't think of it. So he says, let's learn a sugya. He teaches them a sugya and tells them the process, this is a shach and there's a sman, and he teaches the halacha. And he tells them in this particular case, the halacha should be this way or that way. So now, once he's learned, you can now bring him onto the Din Torah, says the Rashi, Umatin Hadin al Pi Talmud Ke'echen Min Adayanim. And now he could join forces and he could tip the scale after he's learned this sugya. So we see in the end right now that the Rebbe and the Talmud could be counted as two separate counts on a Din Torah. That's what we're learning from this Gemara. So the Gemara says, Mesive, Hataros Vatimeos Ha'av Ubino Harav Vatamido Monin Lem Shnaim. When it comes to cases of ascertaining whether something is Tamei or Tahor, so a father and son are counted as separate counts, and a Rebbe and a Talmud are counted separately. But when it comes to Dinei Mamonos, says the Braisa, V'dinei Nefashos, V'dinei Makos, Kiddush HaChodesh, V'Ibur HaShana, Av U'Bno HaRav V'Tamido Ein Monin Lahen Ela Echad. They are coming together, because a father and a son are Karov. You can't count them as separate people. A Rebbe and a Talmud are considered very much connected. You can't count them as separate people. So how come in the above case, Rav says you can teach the Talmud separately, and he is counted as a separate number, as a separate vote from the Rebbe? So answers the Gemara on the top of Amud Beis here. Ki kama Rav, when Rav says you're allowed to count the Talmud separate from the Rav, the Rebbe, it's kigon Rav Kahana, Rav Asi. Those types of Talmudim. What's unique about them? The Ligmarei, the Rav Hava Tzricha. To learn the Mesorah, the Gemara is always a Mesorah, like the text, that they need a Rebbe for. But these guys were so smart, their logic, their analytical skills were so amazing, they didn't need a Rebbe for that. So here's the text, I'm teaching you this is the sugya, that you could come to your own conclusion. So since there is some level of independent thinking of these types of Talmidim, like Rav Kahana or Asi, they're considered an independent vote, and that's when they can be accepted. But when they're Talmidim who don't have the ability to have logic on their own right, they need to be trained by a Rebbe, then they are not considered their own vote. The Gemara now quotes three lines down, Amar Rebbe Abahu, Asar Dvarim Yesh Bein Dine Mamonis L'Dine Nefashos. There are 10 things that are different between a monetary dispute and capital punishment. V'chulon einogin b'shor niskal, and all those differences don't apply to shor niskal, meaning the shor niskal is a case that's judged like dinei mamonos. Chutz mi esim v'shlosha. The only exception is the only type of din nefashos a shor niskal. A shor niskal is a case where shor kills someone. So when he kills someone, you have to take the shor and you stone it. Now this shor needs to be testified against, and the owner needs to be present at the time. So we view that as a dinei mamonos case. All those differences we assume as dinei mamonos. The only type of din that has a dinei nefashos is that you need 23 dayanim. But all the other halachas is exactly like a dinei mamonos case. So how do you know this? How do you know that Ashur Nishkal is an exception? So Menahani Mile. So Amar Rav Acha Bar Papa the Amar Kra. The pasuk says Lo Sate Mishpat Evyoncha Bereba. Don't tilt the mishpat of a poor person Bereba with a fight. So the Gemara says Mishpat Evyoncha Iatamate. You can't tilt the discussion, the judgment of an Evyon, of a person, about Atamate Mishpat Shel Shor Nizkal. When it comes to Shor Nizkal, you can. So look at Rashi. Rashi explains around eight narrow lines down, Lo Sate Lera Api Echad. We know when it comes to Din Nefashos, one vote in favor of guilty is not enough. You need at least three. You need two, but we know since it's an odd number, it's always going to be three. So one's not enough for Chova of Din Nefashos. Aval, when it comes to Atamate Lechova Din Ashor Api Echad, but when it comes to killing a shore, one in favor of a guilty verdict will be sufficient for a Shor Nizkal. And once you've established that's an exception, that this does not fall under the category of Din Nefashos by a Shor Nizkal, Umehacha Gamer Lechula. This is the source for all the other malos, all the other differences, De Lo Nage Chutz Mechav Gimel. So just like the Din of Api Echad, Ra, you say does apply to Shor Nizkal, so to all the other halachas, the Din Nefashos don't apply to Shor Nizkal. Fine.
Is this because Kamitas Abad, Kafmitas Ashor, or is that
the need for 23?
Yeah.
I believe so. I think the first Mishnah in Sanhedrin quoted this. I believe. Yeah.
Okay.
Question, why only that halacha? Lo Sate teaches it's not like Din Nefashos, and Kamitas Ashor, Kamitas Abal teaches it is Din Nefashos. So why do we. Look at the continuing Rashi now. Rashi writes to Mistavra, it's sensible. The hekesh lahachi ase, that the hekesh is for this purpose. Shu ikra din v'tchila. So this is the ikra din, the process of giving up psak din. Aval kula inech, all the other ones are latzala asu. To get rid of any evil in this world. So we try to get any evil people, evil animals. When it comes to a person, though, we have the added element of hatzalah, of saving a person. We don't have that hatzalah when it comes to a shor nizkal. So therefore, the one, you know, in favor of guilty, we don't really care about the shor. And all the other halachas have to do with hatzalah. So therefore, we say we don't apply those hatzalahs to a shor nizkal. When it comes to Chav Gimel, however, Chav Gimel is just a definition. That's a definition of a din, din nefashos. That's not about Hatzalah. That's just how you establish a bezdin on din nefashos. So Gemara now says, wait a second. Asaraha tesavu. So are there really 10? There are really 9 differences between din mamonos and din nefashos. Ha sarkatani mishum de'ena kol ksherin. So Gemara says, what do you mean? There are 10. It lists. Why are you saying 9? Well, I mean, it's a question of the question. The Gemara says, there's 10, there's really 9. The Gemara says, no, there's really 10. What do you mean, there's 9? So the Gemara says, no, there's really 9 because Mishum De'ein HaKol K'sherin as one, and Ve'esim V'shlosha, that's Chadahi. That's actually one idea. That when the halacha is that not everyone is kosher to be a Dayan, and you need 23 Dayanim, that's really the same underlying point here, so that's considered one. How is that the same point here? Because Rashi quotes here, HaTisha Havu, they have a Hadar Parkina and Atafka, go down a couple lines here. Have a Mishum De'ena Kol K'sherin Ve'esim Mishlosha Chadahi. The idea of that not every person is worthy of being a Dayan, and the idea of needing 23 people is the same underlying concept. Why? The Mai Taima Mamzer Pasa. Why is a Mamzer disqualified from being a Dayan Medina and Fashos? Because Mishum De'ena Chav Gimel Dayanu Sanhedrin. You need 23 people who are Sanhedrin. And in Sanhedrin, Siv, Vinasu Itcha, Bedomim Lacham, Yuchasim Bikimoscha. The Pasuk says you need Dayanim that are just like you, just like Moshe Benu, who are not Mamzerim. So that's the same source of Sanhedrin needing 23 people. Rashi doesn't really elaborate so much, but since it's the very same source of why Mamz is possible and why you need 23 people, the same Makor, that's considered one difference. So now we're missing a tenth difference between Dinin Imamanus and Dinin Nefashos. So back to the Gemara, so Gemara says now, Ha'ika Achrisa. There is another difference, which is as follows. The Sani, the Brisa teaches us that Ein Moshivin B'Sanhedrin, you can't place in a Sanhedrin a Zakin, a person who's old. The Saris, a person who wasn't Zoha, the children. Umishain Labanim, a person Saris, a person who can't have children. Mishain Labanim is a person who wasn't Zoha, the children. These people cannot be Dayanim. And Zerash, I think later on, that tells us because since they don't have children, they haven't learned the Indian of Rahmanis on people and children, so they're not able to have Rahmanis on the Bali Dinim as well. And Rabbi Yehuda, most if he adds on af achzari, even a person who might have children, but just by nature is very stubborn and mean, he also can't be a dayan as well. So this is the difference. That's only true when it comes to dinin nefashos, but when it comes to dinin mamonos, these types of people can be dayanim. And the Gemara just points out, when it comes to chilufei and b'meisis, last week's parsha, the din of meisis, when a person tries to convert someone to a du avodah zara, the Rachman Amar lo sach mav lo sach es chasa olav. The opposite when it comes to the meisis. What's the opposite? That we would allow him to be a dayan. What are the two things? I think the two things, right? We allow him to be a dayan, and also an achazari, I think, to be a dayan as well. These types of people can be dayanim for a meisis. Mar now quotes halfway down from the Mishnah, Kol kshein ladun dini mamunus. Everyone is allowed to be a dayan for dini mamunus. Hakol asuya mai, who's this coming to include? So Amar Rav Yehuda lasuya mamzer, that a mamzer could be a dayan as well. Hatanina, we already learned this chada zimna already one time. That hakol, this is a Mishnah, I think, in Maseches Nida. Yeah, Nida. Kol haroi ladun dini nefashos, roi ladun dini mamunus. Anyone who's capable of judging dini nefashos could certainly then judge a lesser type of din of dini mamunus. The yesh, there are those who are roi ladun dini mamunus, but ain roi ladun dini nefashos. There are those who are capable of judging sitting on a bezdin of monetary dispute, but cannot sit on a capital punishment case. Va'avinam balasuyemai. The Gemara there wants to know who is the person who can do dinim mamunos but not dinim nefashos. So Amar Rav Yehuda lasuyemamzer. So the Mishnah in the Megillah Nida teaches us already that a mamzer is kasha for dinim mamunos. So why is the Mishnah in Sanhedrin teaching us the same exact din that a mamzer is kasha for dinim mamunos? The Gemara says tzrichi. Need both of these Mishnayos. Sorry, I skipped a line here. No, the Gemara says no, not true. Chada lasuya ger, chada lasuya mamzer. One of the Mishnahs is teaching us a ger can be a din, a dayan on din mamnas, and the other one is teaching us that a mamzer can. So why do you need to teach me both a ger and a mamzer? Shouldn't you learn one from the next? The tzrichi, di ashmeinan ger, if we taught that a ger can be a dayan, so that makes sense, because the roi lavo bakal, he's allowed to marry someone in the kal, he's allowed to marry anyone he wants. About mamzer, a malo, but a mamzer is not allowed to marry whoever he wants, so he's limited in Kedushas Yisrael, so maybe he shouldn't be a dayan either. Kamash v'lon, a mamzer can be a dayan for dinim mamunos. Now, if we have the opposite, v'yashme inan mamzer, we taught that a mamzer is allowed to be a dayan. So that makes sense, because the bab mitipa b'kshera, because his father was a tipa k'shera, the zera was a tipa k'shera. Granted, it was me'urav with someone who was usher to the father, and the product was a mamzer, but the tipa is a tipa k'shera. Of a ger, but a ger dilo ba mitiba ksheira, a ger whose parents were not Jews, emalo, maybe they should be disqualified from being a dayan. Tzricha comes to teach us that a ger can be a dayan in the case of dinim mamunos. So look at Tosus chada lasuya ger. Tosus writes here, hashta mashma the stam ger kashul dinim mamunos. Here it seems to indicate that a stam ger is allowed to be a dayan for dinim mamunos. But it's a kasha from the Gemara in Yevamos daf memhei. Achshere Rava l'Rav Mary bar Rachel umaniye apurse de Bavel. He was appointed to be a dayan. Why? D'chevin d'imo miYisrael mikarev achecha karina bay ama bay imo miYisrael. The only reason why we preferred that allow that ger is because the mother was a Jew. Now you're all asking me, if the mother's a Jew, what's the need for gerus? So there's this indication there that even if the mother's Jewish and the father is not Jewish, there's some inin of gerus in that case as well. Not for now. The Gemara says the only reason why that ger was permitted was because his mother was Jewish. The Gemara here says even if the mother wasn't Jewish, he'd allowed to be dayan. So the Gemara says, V'yesh lomar d'hacha mayra ladun ger chavero. When we allow a ger, a full bona fide ger, where the mother wasn't Jewish, to judge, says Tosas he's only allowed to judge against the fellow ger. That's the situation. Kidamrinu perek mitzvah chalitza, ger dun chavero, the Gemara says, davar Torah. Vim ha'isa imam Yisrael, if his mother's Jewish, then dana filu Yisrael, he's allowed to even judge a full-fledged Jew. V'lo k'mo sheperish ha'kunsh, it's not like Rashi says there, that dile'inin dinin nefashos ayri, didan chaveru. When is a ger allowed to judge his chaver? That's in the world of dinin nefashos, v'lo Yisrael. Aval dinin mamunos kasha, when it comes to dinin mamunos, a ger can judge anyone. So this is a very important machlokas here. So you see, Rashi allows a ger to actually judge dinin nefashos case, where Tosas wouldn't allow that. The Rashi allows a ger to judge his friend, another ger, on din nefashos, but Tosas would never tolerate such a thing.
Shouldn't the Gemara make a chiluk when it says this? I mean, it's obvious that the Gemara...
And many times the Gemaras have steers and we have to figure them out, which Tosas tries to do.
Right.
So here the Gemara says that a ger could judge anyone. The Gemara in Yivama says a ger can only judge a chaveru. So how do you deal with that stira? So that's what they're
difficult.
So there's a fascinating discussion here about whether or not a ger is allowed to have be appointed to be Rosh Hashiva. Because not only is it the reason why a ger can be a dayan is because it's a position of authority, it's srara. And we can't give him any srara, so he can't be a melech, he can't be a dayan on Dina Fashas. What about being a Rosh Hashiva? Is that considered a position of srara? So Tshuvas Lahoros Nasam, talks about this situation, and he quotes from the Rambam that you can't appoint a ger to be any position of srara, and we know Rabbanus, being a Rav, a Rosh Hashiva, is considered srara. There's authority, there's control you have to take. His position. So based on this, he initially says a ger cannot be a Rosh Hashiva or a Rav of a shul. But then he quotes the Sma, which seems to indicate that only what it means he can't have srara is that he can't force a din. A ger can't force someone to do something. But if there's no kfiyah, if he's not kofin, then he's allowed to. Being a Rav of a yeshiva, being Rav of a shul, you're not kofin anyone to do anything. You're advising, you're recommending, you're encouraging, you're not being kofin. It's not like a bezin where you force a person to pay, you force a person to do something.
Sometimes so according, you wish you could.
What? You wish you could. But so the Sma says, Sma seems to say that a ger can be a Rav and a Rosh Yeshiva. But so the Chuvas Horus and Dawson comes out saying he's allowed to, he can't be a Mor de'asra, but he could be a posek. A posek just paskin shilas, but he doesn't make decisions really in terms of how to run the shul or how to run the community. That's how he paskins. But the Rav Moshe writes that he says a Rosh Hashiva is not really considered a position of authority, and he's therefore allowed to be a Rosh Hashiva. He's just trying to teach someone. Rosh Hashiva does some administrating stuff, but it's not really a position of authority. But Rav Yashiva argues and he says that no, he's allowed to be a Magid Shir, but he's not allowed to be Rosh Hashiva. So it's a fascinating discussion based on this sugi here.
Rashi, the answer for Rashi, that the Gemara, the Yibamos, is that it's only Dina Fashas. That
he's...
meaning he was appointed for a Dayan.
For his Chavera.
When you refer to that only because his mother is Jewish, he refers because that's what he can do in the Dina
Fashas. I think that's what Tosu's quoting here from Rashi.
Right.
But yeah.
Fine.
So now let's do the last few lines of the Gemara. So the mission of the Gemara says as follows. So my taima, what's the reason why not everyone's kosher for dini nefashos? The Tani Rav Yosef kashem shebezdin menukin mitzedek kach menukim mikol mum. Just like they're kosher from all tzedek, from all types of innocence, so too from any, I guess, spiritual blemishes, so too they should be pure of any physical blemishes as well. So Amar Rashi says here, not really physical blemishes. Rashi says mikol mum is really pagam mishpacha, that they should have a good yichus. The Gemara says now Amar Amemar Mikra, what's a pasuk? What's the source for this? So it says kulach kulcha yafe harayasi umum ein bach. You're all beautiful, and there is no mum. So the Gemara says, how do you know this is referring to pagam mishpacha? Maybe dilma mumamish. Maybe it really means there's no physical blemishes. How do you know there's an indication that there can't be any spiritual or at least familial blemishes? The Gemara says, Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Amar Kra. The project says, V'yitziatzu imsham imcha b'domim l'cha. They should stand with you, those who are similar to you. So Rashi says, what's the, actually before that Rashi, Gemara says, maybe Dilma Hasam Mishim Shechina. Maybe only in that case, it's referring to, that's talking about Parshas Yisro, that's where the Shechina was present. So when you're standing in front of the Shechina, you need people with real yichus. As Rashi says here, Mishim Shechina, Hanach d'bimei Moshehu, d'bimim yuchasim, shiroi d'shetishra Shechina lem. During the times of Moshe, the Shechina was so present, that that's where you need every single member of the Bezdin, of Sanhedrin, to be a miyuchas. But nowadays, where the Shechina is not so present in the Bezdin, it's there, the Gemara tells us, but not like the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, maybe the yichus isn't as important. So you can't bring me a raya from the pasuk of Yisyatsu Sham Imach, that's by Moshe Rabbeinu. So Ella, what's the source that everyone has to have the proper yichus? Ella Amar of Nachman Bar Yitzhak, Amar Kra, the pasuk says, V'nasu itach b'domim l'cha leheve. Rashi explains here, V'nasu itach, this is referring to when Yisro had suggested how to divide up the different Badei Dinim, Shoftim and Shoti Titein Lecha, which is based on Yisro. This is Parsha, based on what Yisro advised. De'ein kam yishum shechina. There is no shechina there, because the pasuk says, Dichsev v'hakel me'alecha v'nasi ila itach. Remove it from you and let the people, other people judge. And therefore, since the shechina is not going to be there as much, it's allowed, so it can't be, so it's not the same idea of having having the Shechina there. So even when the Shechina is not there, you still have to have Dayanim who are similar, Itach, similar to you, which means they have the proper Yichas. Okay, we will stop here, and Mitzvah Hashem, we'll pick up tomorrow. Tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh, right? Okay, so I'll just stop. Yeah, I'm going to, I haven't started.